Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. You may be seated. It is so very, very important that we tell this story. To and for and with our children here in this place, just as we have done. And in your homes, with your children, with your grandchildren, with the neighbor children. And in this way, we continue to hand down this treasure that has been handed down to us through the generations. It is a remarkable, captivating journey. It has been called the greatest story ever told. And so we in our church and in our school, we gladly tell it. We use illustrations and language that is intended to connect at times with the youngest generations among us so that we too might hand it down to them. But make no mistake, this is not just a children's story. This is not a simple little tale with a nice moral message and a happy kind of ending. No, this is the earth-shaking, life-changing, death-destroying, epic journey of none other than the incarnate Son of Almighty God. Indeed, it is the greatest journey ever taken. And it cannot be contained in colorful plastic little Easter eggs and with bunnies and whatnot. It is far too explosive, far too profound if we actually stop and seek to grasp what is going on here this day in this remarkable, epic journey. In fact, the reaction back in the day of the witnesses throughout the whole journey, so often when they encountered God, the time and again the reaction was fear. Because the power, the message, the presence of God among us is a truly awesome thing. When the events of Holy Week were portrayed in graphic detail in a Hollywood film some years ago, it received an R rating because of the intensity, the intense suffering that our Lord endured for us in those hours that we call the Passion. This is by no means just a children's story. And on this day, we do seek to keep the whole journey in view. The problem if you jump right into Easter is it doesn't really seem to have enough context. If it's just Easter enthusiasm that we celebrate sort of all of a sudden with nothing before it, then it could appear to the outside world that a festival service today is really nothing more than a kind of Christian pep rally, you know, with beautiful flowers and uplifting music, but no discernible purpose. And so we begin this Easter celebration today back in Bethlehem to behold the incarnate Son of God, humble, vulnerable, probably crying. We hear God's voice at his baptism. This is my Son. We follow him throughout his ministry, marveling at his power and at his word. We cheer with the crowds who wanted them to be his earthly king. We cringe at the sight of his misery, recognizing that it is our thoughts, words, and deeds that placed him on that horrible cross. And when finally it is finished, we look away as his now lifeless body is entombed. We meet the women at the tomb, and we too ought to gaze inside at first with fear. And then we hear the voice of a living Jesus who says, "Greetings to the women who fell at his feet and worshiped him." And he assures them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And now, having followed that entire epic journey, at least in those few snippets that we have shared, we today are bold to declare Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Behold, now the risen and victorious Jesus, the one who has taken the greatest journey ever. And every year, throughout the whole of the church year, this is the narrative, this is the journey that we follow Sunday after Sunday. And it's not because we're nostalgic. It's not because it makes for a couple of good holidays throughout the year. We follow this journey every year of the life, ministry, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord, follow it through the dawning of the early Christian church, because it is the way in which we best experience Almighty God among us, as one of us, and acting on our behalf. The vastness of an omnipotent, eternal God who created the whole sum of the universe, that, let's be honest, is entirely too much to grasp. It is beyond us. But the footsteps of a man, that I can follow. I can listen to him, learn from him, recognize God's power and love for me and for you as he speaks and serves. And by the grace of God through the Holy Spirit, I, like you, can believe in him and begin to grasp what God has done for us. It's through the eyes of faith that even those parts of the journey that we don't want to watch are recognized as among the most critical, that the Son of God, this man Jesus, doing for you what you could never do for yourself, recognizing that the justice of God was indeed fulfilled on that cross, but then seeing the grace, the mercy, the love of God just bursting forth out of this open and empty tomb, all of that together makes this a truly great day. And this path, it so well reflects our own journeys as well. For we are born into this world by nothing less than the creative hand of God. We come into the world as he did, helpless and vulnerable. We are baptized into the family of God by water and the power and promise of his word. We grow up and discover these gifts and abilities that God has given to each one of us, how he has enabled us to feed and nourish our neighbor, body and soul. Now, surely we are not called to feed a multitude with a couple loaves of bread and a few fish. But we are called upon to reflect the love of God by sharing that which God has given to each of us, multiplying this ministry of Jesus Christ in large and small ways, sometimes on festival Sundays, more often still in the simple routine of your daily life, as you reflect God's grace to the people around you. We rejoice every week. With hosannas of praise, we sing, "This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia." And still we know that darkness resides in our hearts and minds many times, We know that for all that God has done for and in and through us, that we often repay him with betrayal instead of gratitude. Just imagine the despair if the tomb had remained sealed, if we had remained in our sin. Imagine the secret despair of those who know nothing at all of this gospel journey. But the tomb is not sealed. Christ is risen, and so we are into newness of life. As St. Paul writes, "When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." So we do indeed celebrate today. With the aroma and color of spring in our midst, with truly uplifting music that surrounds us and lifts our souls with declarations of joy and victory, we celebrate all of this greatest journey ever taken, from birth through death, and finally, for all of us, to new life. Happy Easter. Amen. And now may the peace of God that far surpasses our human understanding and the joy of Christ that we celebrate anew today fill your hearts and minds, fill your families with love and joy, both today and always. Amen.